Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm morning across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Iran has expanded its attacks in the Gulf following U.S. strikes on 140 targets. Tehran warns that the era of one-sided agreements is over. Also, the Times of Israel details that Iran has attacked Jordan and Gulf neighbors, targeting two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military targeted Iranian missile and drone sites in response earlier today. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. has struck Iran after the IRGC attacked a ship in Hormuz, declaring the strait closed until further notice. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF has published the operation order from the Second Lebanon War 2 decades after it began. And finally, the Jerusalem Post shares that the IDF's orders to begin the Second Lebanon War and expand operations towards the Litani have been revealed, marking 20 years since the conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that sirens have sounded again in Bahrain, according to their interior ministry. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, noted that Bahrain has experienced its third siren alert in 4 hours due to new Iranian drone and missile attacks. Hananya Naftali shared that a statement from Senator Lindsey Graham's official account says he has passed away. Graham was a strong supporter of Israel and a vocal advocate for Iranian freedom. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's aggressive stance in the Gulf. Ynet reports Iran claims responsibility for attacking another vessel in the Strait of Hormuz and U.S.-linked sites in 6 countries. This follows the U.S.'s precision strikes on Iranian military installations. The situation escalates with potential implications for global oil supply and regional stability. Turning to the U.S. response in Hormuz, according to I-24 News, U.S. Central Command confirmed strikes on Iranian targets after the IRGC's attack on a ship. The closure of the strait heightens tensions and impacts strategic maritime routes, essential for international trade. The global community watches closely for further developments. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals details about the Second Lebanon War. The IDF has publicly released the original operation order from 2006. The war began after Hezbollah's attack on Israeli soldiers, leading to a 34-day conflict. This publication could influence current military strategy and public understanding of past operations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that 2 Israeli quantum startups, Quantum Art and Classique, are eyeing Wall Street with multi-billion dollar SPAC deals. They seek valuations up to $5 billion, fueled by growing investor interest in quantum computing. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Tango's AI, a startup founded by Israeli entrepreneur Ayal Azulay, which raised $20 million. The company aims to enhance financial crime investigations using autonomous AI agents. And finally, Globes reports that NVIDIA has expanded its R&D center in Beersheba. The new facility is 3 times larger, with plans to hire hundreds of employees, bolstering Israel's tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.